on fire.
Yours got caught on fire.
It's so yummy. I saw fire on it, and I was like, how do I fool it? Is it my birthday or something? That would be too much fire for my birthday.
Welcome, everyone. We went on a little family holiday, and we wanted to share a little bit about it with you and why it's important.
Yeah, it was a nice little break. We have 7 children now. The oldest is 11. The youngest is just a couple weeks old. So this is kind of...
6 weeks old.
6 weeks old. The first big adventure with everyone, right?
As a family of 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Takes a lot of work to prepare for everybody.
I would have to say that our family vacation wasn't...
A vacation.
In the traditional sense. It wasn't leisurely.
Yeah, no sipping on nice cold drinks by a pool.
No, not for us. Yeah, the purpose of the holiday wasn't... That's what I've realized. Holidays with the kids isn't really about us.
No. And you know what? Really, our life is not about us. It should be about others.
So... Why do we go on holidays? Is there any value on having a little family vacation? I wanted to speak to that first before we share our experience with you, because I think sometimes people live for leisure. They are living their life for the holidays, and then they hope that they get to a point in life where they can live the perpetual holiday during retirement, that life is about leisure. And that is a great lie and a great mistake that people would make with their life, because life... The purpose of life is not leisure. The purpose of life is to glorify God, to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him in this life, and to glorify Him. And in our culture that's so addicted to ease and comfort, it's like the end of life has now become leisure and not God. Mm-hmm. And so we save up this money, or arrange our whole family life just to sit back and sit by a pool, drink our nice cold drinks. You know, and there's nothing wrong with leisure, but it has a purpose. And that purpose is to recharge us so that we can better glorify God, serve Him. Sometimes mm-hmm. we need a little break. But the point is, friends, some people are living for the break. Mm-hmm. And that's the mistake. That's the mistake when it comes to summer holidays. We hope that we could have one day a perpetual summer holiday. And that's not the case. And in fact, yeah.
Well, the case is that we will, and that is...
Well, heaven. Heaven is that fulfillment of all desire, union with God. But heaven is still to come. Yes, we can have foretastes of it now, but it's still to come. So just tuck that away in your mind. Are you living for leisure? But leisure has its place. And I think what do you think our time of leisure did for our family? Because there is a point to it, right?
Yes. Well, and first of all, you were just talking about how leisure is meant to recharge. And I was going to ask you, do you feel recharged?
No, I definitely don't.
He was like, I am so exhausted. He needed a rest after the holiday.
Yeah. I guess for us, though, there was another point to it.
Yeah, like, that wasn't the purpose. It wasn't for us to feel rested.
No.
It was just for a change of pace and for to help the unity of our family.
Yeah. The kingdom, I had a supper with 2 very wise priests from Chicago recently. They were in the Saskatchewan area where we live. And one of them said, the kingdom of God is built through relationships. And I thought, man, that's really good. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God is built through relationships. You want the kingdom of God to reign in your family, and I do as a Catholic father, that I got to have great relationships. Great relationships, number one, with you, and number two, then with my children. And if I do not take a time out from the busyness of this stuff, that's going to suffer. And so for me, that was one thing that our little family vacation did, is that it helps just renew and strengthen the relationships that we have with our children. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great. It was so nice to see them all playing together and having fun with one another.
So what did we do?
Well, we just went to my parents' cabin. It's just an hour drive away from here. And, you know, it's really lovely, a great way for a large family to have a time away that doesn't cost a lot of money. So I just feel so blessed to have access to that.
Yes. Thank you. If you're watching.
Mom and Dad, thank you. But it was just so lovely to see our kids engaging in different activities that they weren't normally doing on a day-to-day basis, you know, going fishing and being in the water and, you know, eating foods that maybe we don't normally eat at home and just spending time together that was sort of not super structured, but just with the purpose of kind of having fun and enjoying each other's company.
Mm-hmm. And for us, it was really, I thought it was really nice because we're just away from our regular activities. And so we're just focused on each other. It's like quality time. I'll give you an example. Like when you're out, we're out at the lake where I'm sitting on the dock and I'm just helping the kids fish. But the point of the activity really for me wasn't fishing. The point of what we were doing was them. I, as a father, get time with them. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm changing the hook, it's not about changing the hook. It's about spending time with my son and with our daughters. The point of taking the fish off the hook isn't taking the fish off the hook. It's that interaction of just being with them. So they have a memory of their dad active in their life. So for me, it was not about the activities. It was just about being with them, that interaction. And sometimes that interaction happens just with silence, mm-hmm. just sitting on the dock with them, watching them cast, giving a little word of encouragement, but sometimes just that silence to be. And isn't that like our relationship with Jesus? Sometimes you just have to be with him. And that's true also with our family. We just have to be with them. It's not so much about the activity, having the perfect holiday, having the perfect experience. It's not about the perfect experiences. It's about the people that we are with. Mm-hmm. And we can get so caught up in having this perfect holiday. And I have to say, it was a wonderful time. But it was the people, my children, being with them. That is what it was about for me.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's a few things that are really important in terms of having a good family holiday with the intent of strengthening the family. And one of those things is to just be the family.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know it's easy sometimes to do these like group trips or these group things where you're always with other people. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that's beautiful and good. But there's also a time to just be with the family because it's easy when there's other adults for the parents to be distracted visiting with the other adults and not visiting with their children or getting to know the children. So I think that is really key in having a good family building holiday.
Yeah, our kids are at the age, they just want to be with us. They want our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And when we give them our attention, it communicates to them, you're valued, you're loved, you're important.
Yeah.
And I think children need to experience that.
Yes, yeah. And even just unplugging from devices. Like, I don't think I saw you on your phone even once.
No, once I had one call.
But I think that's really important because how often are we like dealing with a text message or checking the weather or checking our email or something and our child is talking to us? You know, it's very impersonal that way. So it was just such a blessing to just disconnect.
So our hope is that we can raise a devout Catholic family, that our children would have devotions to Mary and the saints, to live the fullness of the Catholic faith and to be holy. That's our hope. But did you know it's possible to have a devout Catholic family that's devoid of joy? You can do all the right things. You can do all the right novenas. You can be on your knees praying the rosary every night. You can sacrifice as a family and do all the right feast days. But if it's done in this militant attitude, without a relationship, a loving, tender relationship with your children, you can be devout but devoid of joy. And I think this is where the time out that we have taken is helpful because we just had fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just spent time with the kids. It was a truly joyful time. Just going out into the water with the kids and swimming with them and putting them on my shoulders and then boosting them up into the air so they fly through the air and land in the water. Like, it was fun. And the last thing I want is a family that's devout but devoid of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, devotion does not last.
Mm-hmm. And really, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, right? So we should, if we're living allowing God's spirit to be alive in us, we should have joy. A few years ago, I read this book called Hold On to Your Kids by Dr. Gordon Neufeld, and it was actually very, very good and helpful in terms of how to raise children and have healthy relationships with them. And one of the key points is to have a parent-oriented relationship with your child. So meaning that you are the primary influence in your child's life. It's very easy for a child to have greater influences than the parent by other means. So for example, their friends. Sometimes the friend becomes the greater influence. Sometimes, you know, a sports coach becomes a greater influence. Sometimes another relative becomes a greater influence. But the important thing is that the parent should be. So how do we become a parent-oriented family?
You got to spend time with your kids.
That's one of the things. You have to spend time with them. But if we want our kids to want to spend time with us later on in life, then we need to spend time with them now and create those great relationships now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. I think the language that Dr. Neufeld uses is, are our children parent-orientated or peer-orientated?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's a really great point to consider. And for us, we want to hang on to our kids and keep them close because it's our role as parents to raise our kids. Mm-hmm. And it's not the world's role to raise our kids.
And it's good for families. It's good for society, for children to have that influence from their parents.
So it's just a challenge to you if you go out and you have a young family and you want to do some holidays. My encouragement, try and keep the relationship with the people that you are with the priority. Mm-hmm. The priority is not the leisure. The priority is not the activity. The priority is not the lake. All those things are fine. Mm-hmm. The priority is the person that you are with.
Because otherwise you're going to be disappointed. I'm just going to tell you. Because kids throw up. Kids have accidents. Kids hurt themselves. You're going to be constantly distracted from the whole leisure point of the holiday.
The weather doesn't cooperate.
Exactly. Yeah. But if the purpose is always the relationship, then the joy factor is always there.
And you'll never have a disappointing holiday.
Exactly. Another thing I quickly wanted to share was a line that my sister-in-law, Kate, shared with me a few years ago. We were planning to make a big trip with our children, driving all the way to Vancouver Island, which is a long drive. And I was kind of feeling a little apprehensive about it. And she said, you know what, Chanel? Just know it's going to be hard, but it's going to be fun. And I was like, okay, I can do hard things. So if I can commit to hard, then it'll be fun. And it was true. And I'm so glad we did it. I have yet to regret a hard holiday.
I don't think we've had an easy one for a long time.
No, but that's okay. Life isn't meant to be easy.
That's right. It's not about the leisure. Another thing that I see that spending time together as a family does is it builds memories. When we think back into our past and our childhood, if you think back, Janelle, isn't it true that the memories that we bring up are those at the extreme ends? Mm-hmm. Like the great wonderful experiences, but also the negative experiences. And they kind of get lodged in our minds. What we don't remember usually is the in-between routine stuff. Mm-hmm. Like last Thursday, I don't remember brushing my teeth, but I know I did. But I do remember last week going to see a friend with our family, going to their farm, an organic farm, and just watching the kids play with the kittens. And that was out of ordinary. So that was a swing to the positive side. It broke the routine. And so it implants and causes a memory for our family, a family memory. So then when you share those experiences, what happens? You have a conversation foundation. You can visit that. What did you learn about that? You revisit that memory. And isn't it true also in your conversations with people, they're often experience-based, meaning that if you share a common experience, the conversation flows easily. When you don't have a conversation foundation of a shared experience, the conversation is a little bit more difficult. So you're trying to find the common experience in that conversation. So in families, what are you doing? You're building a common experience, making a memory, mm-hmm. and then laying a foundation for future conversation later.
I think one kind of trap that I like to fall in is like to try and not do things that make me uncomfortable. And I feel like because I always have a little baby or something, I kind of don't have to go in the water. And one thing that Ken does really, really well is he goes in the water with the children. And I really feel like that's kind of probably the highlight for the kids, is that time that they spend in the water with Ken, where he's doing all kinds of fun things, throwing them in the air, you know, playing different games, whatever it might be. I think that that's really beautiful. So I think as parents, it's good to get out of our comfort zones. So once I don't have that little baby in my arms, I'm going to get in that water.
So you're going to jump on my shoulders and that boosts you into the air?
No, I don't think so.
So if you're looking for more thoughts of ours on parenting, Catholic parenting, we're going to link another video at the end of this video. It'll also be found in the description. And we'd like you to share in the comments below what your highlight so far has been from this summer. We'd love to enter into your experience and also share with us, is there anything that stood out to you in this video, but also any extra wisdom that you'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you as well. Thanks, friends, for sharing, and we will see you next week. God bless you.